Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing is now available as a paperback book. Get your copy today, anywhere fine books are sold. Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is like versus as. But first, I love the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, they were the first paper to cover Grammar Girl, so I'm biased. But I listen to their podcast almost every day, and I love to read the paper. I always learn things I didn't get from free online news sources. The truth is that quality reporting costs money, but not a lot of money. Now, you can support this podcast and get 2 weeks free on your subscription by clicking on the Wall Street Journal ad on the Grammar Girl pages at quickanddirtytips.com. The background is that traditionally, like is a preposition and as is a conjunction. Nevertheless, people have been using like as if it were a conjunction, as I did, for at least 100 years, and grammarians have been raging against that use for just as long. In fact, the Harper Dictionary of Contemporary Usage states that probably no single question of usage has created greater controversy in recent years than the conjunctive use of like. First, let's quickly review what a preposition is and what a conjunction is. According to the book Woe Is I, a preposition is a word that positions or situates words in relation to one another. Examples are in, around, and through. A conjunction is simply a connecting word. Common conjunctions are and, but, and or. The proper way to differentiate between like and as is to use like when no verb follows. For example, Squiggly throws like a raccoon, or it acted just like my computer. Notice that when I use like, the words that come after are generally simple. A raccoon and my computer are objects of the preposition. If the clause that comes next includes a verb, then you should use as. For example, Squiggly throws as if he were a raccoon. Or, it acted just as I would expect my computer to behave. Notice that when I use as, the words that come after tend to be more complex. You generally hear like used in everyday speech, so that helps me remember that like is the simpler word, or at least it's followed by simpler words. As sounds stuffier and is followed by a more complex clause that contains a verb. Whether you abide by this rule or not probably depends on how much of a grammar stickler you are. It's common to hear sentences like, "It's like I'm sitting at my own computer." And as a result, many people don't know it's wrong. In one survey, 21% of professional writers and editors said they found such constructions acceptable in casual speech. On the other hand, only 6% thought the construction would be okay in formal writing. I have to admit that after reading entries in 3 usage guides, I felt a bit browbeaten about the whole topic. Even as like is becoming more entrenched in everyday use, professional grammarians are absolutely resolved that this is a trend worth fighting. Many language experts seem fully prepared to rail against it with all their might, and some of the comments were quite vicious. So my advice is don't do it. Don't use like as a conjunction, especially in writing, unless you're ready for the full force of rampaging grammarians to rain down on you, which is not what I'm generally going for in the advice that I give you. Here are some more examples of correct sentences to help you remember the rule. My cousin looks like Batman. My neighbor yelled like a maniac. It's as if my cousin were Batman. My neighbor yelled as though he were a maniac. A final note is that there's no discernible difference between as if and as though. Some sources say that as is often used for less likely scenarios, my cousin being Batman, and as though for more likely scenarios, my neighbor is a maniac. But this isn't a definitive rule. That's all. This week's book winners are Angie, Jennifer, and Ken. They've all won a copy of my new audiobook, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing, which is a 1-hour downloadable audiobook covering 24 different topics. You can buy the book for only $4.95 at iTunes and Audible.com. Also, thanks in part to our sponsor, we're launching a QD Now newsletter. It'll include a grammar tip that you won't get in the podcast and a peek at some of the upcoming podcast topics. You can sign up for the newsletter by using the big blue button at the bottom of qdnow.com. Remember to click on the Wall Street Journal ad on the Grammar Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com to get 2 weeks free on your print or online subscription and to support this podcast. Questions and comments for me, Grammar Girl, go to feedback@qdnow.com or to the voicemail line at 206-338-GIRL. You can find a full transcript of this podcast at qdnow.com. Also, this week, Money Girl talks about filing a tax extension, and the traveling avatar talks about how to complete your Second Life profile so you don't look like a newbie. Be sure to check them out, as well as all the other great QD Now shows.